This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. You're listening to the Scarf Bergara Wall, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. Charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans.
Right, we're here before the game versus MK Dons for a bit of pre-match predictions.
Why are you whispering?
Because every time I do it, it always comes out too loud because shouting for some reason.
No worries, we'll
Quiet. Right, you're ruining it now. You're just ruining it. Right, we've got Waggy, as you can tell. Got Dan Culverwell. We've got Harley. Your surname's not Davidson, is it? No. Okay, cool. Toby. Got Dan Johnson. Then they said Dan C. Then they got obviously me. So Waggy, what's your prediction for the football game today?
3-1 to County.
You go with 3-1 every time, don't you? Okay.
One of them will be right.
So it's a broken clock's twice, right?
Correct.
Twice a day. Isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Dan Johnson.
I've got a good feeling about today. I'm going to say 3-0.
3-0, okay. Harley, what do you reckon for today?
I'm going to say 2-0.
2-0, okay. And Toby?
1-0.
1-0. I'm not asking for any justification for any of this. I'm just asking for scores. And then Dan, you give me a justification for your score.
Head says 1-1, heart says 2-0. Same again, I think it's just going to be 0-0 at half time, really nervy, and just a little bit of moment of quality at the end.
Nice. I'm going to go for, are you looking at me? I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go for 2-1, and I really, really hope we get an early goal just to settle the nerves. So there we go. We'll might do a bit of half time, might do a bit of full time. See you later. So we're here at half time. Waggy's just asked where the weather comes from. I'm pretty sure it's in the sky. What do you think, Waggy? At half time, 3-0?
Probably the worst 3-0 I've ever seen. I'm taking the piss, by the way, because we've just heard some guy that's actually said that to us. I think we've been good. They've mistakes, but we've pressed them. We've played well. Nick Powell's been out of this world, and a quality 3-0 for me.
Andy, what do you reckon? We've got Andy Redding, by the way. Got Andy Redding with us as well, half-time. Half-time chat with Andy Redding.
With Andy Redding from the Cheddle end. I think it's going really well, you know. We're playing well. We've given away mistakes, but we're capitalising on, you know. I've totally lost words.
Do you think, I know you lost words, but do you think that we deserve to be 1-0 in front given how they started?
I think we deserve to be 3-0 in front.
Fair play. I've got nothing else to say for that. Fair play.
Well, bottom line is that, yes, they're a good side. We've made mistakes. They capitalised on our mistakes, but they've not done anything with it. You know, they've obviously paid the referee when the line are on the left-hand side. So we're 3-0 in front for a reason. We're a good side. We're just, some team was going to be on the back end of a battering from us. I know it's only half time. Let's see what the second half brings. But we've got this.
And imagine if what you just said was MK Dons, who are on the same points as us, and going into like this business end of the season as well. Dan, what do you think?
I think that that first goal was really undeserved. But we've got it. We got the momentum, and we've just we've pressed them more, we've been more energetic as a team instead of just Powell and Ben putting in individual performances. Also, Camps, by the way, absolutely amazing during this first half. And everyone just got revitalised after Camps just went, nicked it. And now, you know, we deserve to be 3-0 in front after that.
Yeah, it's obviously, everyone listening, it's easy for us to do this at 3-0 up. We try to do it every match, by the way, but it doesn't always happen. So it's not just because we're winning that we're doing this. So just bear that in mind. Honestly. Right, so, oh, Nick. Oh, Nick's a... Nick. Podcasting Nick. Give us your half-time thoughts, mate.
Genuinely one of the most mental halves I've seen at Edgeley Park in, like, 30 years. Like, first 20 minutes, I thought, well, they've got this wrapped up. They're all over us. And then we did it. Hit them on the counter three times. Perfect. Stick to 60 minutes and don't concede, and it's done.
You've got no voice, so it seems...
And the league's done as well. I've been saying all day that if we win this tonight, we'll win the league.
Wow.
Wow, there you go.
I agree with that.
I tell you what, everyone's in a happy mood. Right, we'll come back at full time and see what's happening. Probably lose 4-3.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Courtyard Club Call. Number 29, I think it is. Our rather average home game against MK Dons. So as always, Russ is busy again today. So we've got Dan as normal. Hi Dan, how are we doing?
Yeah, not too bad, matey.
Yeah, good. And we've also got returning and now becoming a regular with us is Jimmy. How are we doing, Jimmy?
Absolutely top of the world, mate.
excellent. So yeah, so home game against MK Dons. Obviously, we know the result. It was a resounding 5-0 victory. We'll go through the usual, talk about the lineup, formation, how the first half went, how the second half went, man of the match, and final one, ref watch, if we remember. So going off FOTMOB, as our encyclopedia as always, is in goal, Ben Hinchliffe. Looked like he started with a back four of Torre, Pye, Horsfall and Kane. Then three midfield, Camps, Powell and Lemonet Evans. And then up top was Madden, Wotton and Alafi. What do you think about the lineup? Did you see any surprises? Anybody that you thought would have played or wasn't there?
I was nowhere near getting it right. Listening to the pre-match with Challoner, I thought the Kane was the one that he was saying there was too many games have come too quickly, and I thought he was the one that was injured. Obviously, it was Sarcevic that was the one that had dropped out. Thought Powell would obviously be back. I didn't expect Lemonet Evans to actually get a start. I thought Bailey, his performance against Crawley sort of done enough to sort of earn him a reprieve. So, yeah, they're the ones that I thought I got wrong, completely wrong, to be honest. Powell, Lemonet Evans and Kane.
Okay. And for you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think I was 8 out of 11 as well. I hadn't seen anywhere that Sars was injured, so that came as a bit of a surprise to me. I don't know if I missed that somewhere.
Challoner did say in his pre-match that there was a bit of, not necessarily injury, but tiredness and players that needed to be rested. But he didn't actually give any names out, I don't think so. So, yeah, I think Sars was probably the biggest surprise for me. I think I got 9 out of 11. So I had Sars and Bailey starting. They were the two that I'd got wrong. So formation wise, do you think it was a 4-3-3? Or do you think it was?
I mean, I'd say formation wise, I don't think it counted. I think he just went man for man, basically. Right. And I think Chandler has said that, because at times it was a three at the back and Evans is a wing back. At times it was five at the back and Evans was playing more as a right back at times. So I think it was very much they've gone man for man, and sort of where the MK Dons players went, they followed.
Yeah, I mean, they had a strong midfield, didn't they? I was impressed with Gilby, Bate, I think his name was. He's on loan from Leeds. He was really tidy. And we seemed to go sort of Camps and Powell centre, didn't we? I mean, special mention for Powell. He was really good, I thought. Made some good tackles, very very good on the ball as well. There was one moment in the first half where he sort of jinked past a couple of players, quick feet. Love him.
Yeah, right on the line, wasn't it? Yeah, remember that. So obviously first half. For me, I think the first 30 minutes, I think it was quite even. Ben made a couple of decent saves, didn't he? The one where he sort of stopped it getting to the player's header and then it come fizz back across. Good. Did look a bit more like for the cameras, the save, but it was still a good save. It's one of them, isn't it, where they're up in the air, both hands on the ball. I thought it was very even for the first sort of 30 minutes. You could tell that they were a decent side.
Yeah, I mean, I think we came out of the blocks very, very sharp. The first sort of 3-5 minutes, we're snapping at them and biting into the tackles and not allowing them to win the ball. But, you know, Challenger had a game plan. He's done his own work. And he's set them up and he's got it absolutely spot on. He's allowed them to have a lot of the ball, MK Dons. And same again, I don't think there's a team that's come to Wedgley Park that's actually dominated the possession stats like that or outpassed us at home very rarely, even to the point of, you know, we've said Notts County, when they came, they were a very good footballing side. I thought MK Dons were better than Notts County. But we allowed them to have the balls in certain areas. You know, that I think was a game plan. The fact they had so much possession didn't worry Challoner. Once they got balls into certain positions or there were certain trigger points, then Camps and Powell snapped on them and we won the ball and turned it over very quickly. And he'd sort of emphasise on what their weakness was, which was defending.
Yeah. I do think we were excellent off the ball. Like whole game, we were really good off the ball. Everybody knew what they should be doing. I was concerned in the first half hour. Yeah. First 5 minutes, we looked good, but that sort of 5 to 30 minutes, I sort of thought if they had nicked one, I think it was going to be pretty tricky for us to get back into it. I don't know whether you guys saw the interview with Camps on Sky at all. So I was on a train watching this thing. So thank you to Avanti for allowing me to get a half decent stream, to be fair. I think I only lost about 5 minutes of it on the train, so that was pretty good. But the post match interview with Camp, so he was quite interesting because he said that he felt the boys were looking tired, like first 20. That's what he actually said in the interview. And so I think that goal that we scored on, 30, something like that, was
31 minutes.
Absolutely critical for us to get that, our noses in front. I think if they'd scored, I think we might have struggled. It's one of those weird games that you win 5-0. Mm. If they'd scored first, we might not have. Come back.
Yeah, I think so. I think they had the chances. They looked decent, as you said. They looked more potent than Notts County did. I thought they looked a bit more decisive going forward. And then, yeah, that first goal. I mean, it was a decent ball from Madden, wasn't it, with the outside of his foot. Obviously, it was absolutely torrential at that point. It skipped away, and you thought that was it, done and dusted, but. I still can't see properly how he's let it come out of his hands, the keeper.
Wow. Who gets the assist for it? Was it Madden or the keeper that got the assist?
Well, I think it was the keeper because it was in his hands, wasn't he? So, yeah. But you say, I think Camps did it well because he got the ball off him and you've seen him look up to see if there was any options in the middle and then didn't see any and then put it through the defender's legs into an open net. So, yeah. I mean, that was a gift. And I think that literally knocked the stuffing out of them, I thought. They seemed to go back into themselves. I didn't think they were playing as flowing or as much confidence that they did have in the first 30 minutes from that first goal.
And Charlie always says that timings of goals are so important. And like, if you look at certainly the first four goals that we scored, not wanting to get too far ahead of ourselves, but those four goals were scored at such brilliant times. They were on top, like first half hour, we score a goal. We score 2-3 minutes later, that's going to really knock them back. just before half time and just after. So you couldn't ask for a better sort of run of when you score the four goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And the, after the first goal as well, Ben saves that one-on-one when he hit the long ball over the top. Yeah, absolutely brilliant save one-on-one. And then obviously we've got Madden's goal. Again, Camps jumped on an error, didn't he? Picked the ball up, the little dink ball over the top, like a little chip to Madden. And he just, I didn't know what his legs were doing. He looked like he was all over the shop, didn't he? When he went through,
Irish
he was doing the Irish jig, wasn't he?
He sort of gave him the eyes as well, eyes, and he sort of looked like he was going to go one way, and he just basically just knocked it straight in front of him, and he, I mean, like I said, I think that Ben save is so critical at that point, in that juncture of the game. Like I say, confidence, and he just confident. Once he's made that, I think it sort of gave the confidence and knew that it was going to be one of our days today. Yeah, yeah, like I say, I thought the off the ball running by MK Dons, because at times it was like a forward five with them. We had the full back. That chance with a one-on-one, I actually think it was their wing back or the full back that actually had the chance to score that. And like I say, the off-ball running through the lines from MK, I thought it was absolutely, really, really good. And like I said, that's a big turning point in that game. I think goes to 1-1, nerves again, and like I say, it might have not been there, but that save was critical.
It was interesting because Sky brought up an XG fact. I didn't actually catch the MK Dons one, but at 34 minutes, so before we scored the second, our XG was 0.07. And I think theirs, I think it was 0.68 or 0.98. So they were on XG alone, well on top.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the momentum graphs, it was all MK in fairness. It's like I say, we've done to MK what other teams have seemed to have done to us lately, where we've had all the possession, we've had all the shots, all the passes, and we end up drawing or losing. Well, we've done exactly the opposite. That MK have had all the possession, they've had all the momentum, they've had all the shots, all the passes, and we've had a game plan, we've stuck at it, and we've been critical with our chances when we've got them. And that's something that we know it's lacked in the last few games. But as Challoner said, he's kept the faith with it, and he's had a game plan, and he's pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah, and you say before we do talk about the third goal, I mean, for the XG for the first half, they were at 1.28 and we were at 1.23. 60% possession to them, 40% possession to us. They had 192 accurate passes. We only had 107. And they had 9 shots in total for that first half. And we had 5. And obviously we've scored 3. So as you say, they looked... did look like a dominating performance from them, but at half-time, they're actually 3-0 down. And then instead, I mean, the third goal from Tanto, another, great little hook over the top from Madden. Defender misses it, but Tanto's second and third touch, where he's first touch, he gets it down, takes it towards the keeper, and then his second touch and third touch, so he went right foot, left foot, and went under the keeper's arm. Because I think if he hadn't touched that, and they've done that third touch then, I think the keeper's getting hand to that because that's exactly where the ball was going. What a finish. What nice little easy ball over the top. Excellent finish. And then, as you say, we're 3-0 and just completely knocked the stuffing out of them. Absolutely there, haven't we?
He's obviously high on confidence as well, which helps. I mean, I've just looked at the shot map and I think they've had... 7 of their 9 shots are in the penalty area. That goes to show how good we were at blocking and how good Ben was at making his saves. All 3 of our shots in the area went in, were goals.
Went in. Yes.
Clinical.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else to add from the first half? Anything else you noticed or anything?
I think Camps had an amazing half. He was absolutely instrumental to us being ahead. So fair play to him because we've spent a while sort of scratching our heads, haven't we, figuring out, well, where does he actually fit in this team when Crowsdale's fit? He's not quite as defensive as Crowsdale. He's not quite as attacking or creative as Sars. So it's like, well, where does he fit? But he's really coming into his own, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely been, he's been one of the best players, hasn't he, for the last few games. He's certainly been up there.
He's one of them players he has to play where Crowsdale will sit back. I think Camps is better when he plays 10 metres forward than that. When he does things very similar to Crowsdale, but when he does it up the pitch higher and wins the ball higher, then he's got the pass to set an attack off very quickly, where Crowsdale will win the ball and pass it simply left, right, from, you know, where Camps gets the ball. Like, say, Paddy's goal, by intercepting that ball, winning it up, one little dink pass, and we threw goal. Where obviously, where Crowsdale wins the ball, he's not in a position to put that little dink pass because he's 10, 15 metres further back.
Yeah.
So, I think Crowsdale is more comfortable when he's playing with a back line that are sitting a little bit further back as well. So I think Camps does come into his own. If we've got quite a high back line,
yeah,
he's sort of able to operate a bit more around the halfway line rather than sort of 10, 15 yards back, which Crowsdale prefers.
Yeah. So Crowsdale's good at keeping the ball moving. He'll, you know, win it, take it, pass it, and he doesn't dawdle on it, and he keeps the ball moving across midfield really, really well. But like I say, Camps, he breaks that line for you. You know, gets the ball and he's looking to pass it forward and intercept it and catch players. Like I say, that's the second goal, just, you know, shows you what sort of the quality of Camps and just thoughtfulness. And just even the same again, the first goal is Camps' goal. The fact that he's the one that's breaking the line and making that run past the attackers to get into that position to start with, because, you know, he was the furthest forward player at that point. He's made the run from midfield deep when Paddy's picked the ball up. And he's, like I say, he's picking the ball up at the edge of the 6-yard box to get into that position to score a goal. So, you know, yeah, if he can keep that form up, then I'm a happy man.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say, I don't know if you saw it on Sky. I've seen it on the extended highlights after that second goal when they panned to Ben Hinchliffe. And he went, effing get in there. Yeah, it was. Yeah. He didn't need much of a lip reading skills to know what he said there.
Yeah. Sky commentator spent a lot of the time complaining that they were getting dripped on. Apparently the top side roof was leaking on them.
the rain, it was coming from left to right. It was literally, it was horizontal for a long time.
I don't know about you, Waggy, but at one point when that started raining, I'm thinking to myself, I bet you the referee will call this.
You reckon?
We've been to games and it's been called off. I mean, yes, the pitch is a lot better and it doesn't puddle, but we've been to games before where it's been raining like that and the referee's bottled it and called it off. And it just went through my head and thinking to myself, because it was absolutely biblical at one point when that started coming. The only good thing you could see in the sky there was that clouds were moving quite quickly and, you know, it was going to pass. But, you know, there was, like I say, just a moment where I thought this might get called off.
Yeah. So into the second half, and as you sort of mentioned, a great start coming out the blocks. Again, we were at them. The ball down the line to Torre. Torre took it well, puts it into the middle. A little, supposed to have been, looked like he's definitely trying to get to Tanto. Tanto's missed it. They've semi-cleared it. And then just...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Away days we count are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
What a left peg that was, wasn't it, from Lemonet Evans. Absolutely superb goal. And I think, again, on Sky, they were sort of saying the keeper should be getting that, but I don't think it was an absolutely superb finish. I don't think the keeper's saving that.
The thing that I love about it when Sky do come is that you have all the different angles, don't you?
Yeah.
Like the one that's right on the side of it, you can see the ball, sort of the trajectory of it, how it arcs. It goes high, and it seems to drop really late.
Yeah, I thought that being sat in the Cheadle stand, I thought, Jesus Christ, that's well over. And then it like dropped in, and it was just like, whoa, it looked a lot, it looked a lot higher from the Cheadle stand than what it actually did on the cameras.
Yeah, definitely. I thought when he hit it, I thought he's hit it over. He's gone over the bar as soon as he hit it, because like you say. But I think, same again, you know, I don't think their goalkeeper's had a great game. I think because it's in the centre of the goal, then you are expected to save it. Obviously, if he puts it in the corner, you've got no chance. But like you say, I think it's the drop in it. It's just completely just dropped over his hand.
Yeah, well, he did only get a rating of 4 on FotMob, which again is one of probably the lowest ones. And their right centre-back, Williams, he's only got a 4.6.
Well, it's weird because on the MK Dons forums before this game, there was talk about the goalkeeper getting dropped and switching him for another goalkeeper. But a lot of the fans were saying, no, keep him in goal, he's brilliant and all this lot. So I don't know if they've still got that same opinion about him. now, but yeah, I thought he didn't have the best of a game. I don't think he's not saved anything, I don't think, really.
Yeah, there was a Paddy chance towards the around the 69th minute, I think it was.
Oh, he's tipped it on the crossbar.
He's tipped it onto the bar. But I don't think, I mean, apart from the first goal, do you think he was at fault for the next three goals? The Tanto, the Madden's goal, or Lemonet Evans? Do you think he was at fault for them, or do you just think they were just good goals?
I thought they were good goals. I mean, he's quite short, isn't he, from what I could see on the TV? He was Carlisle's sub-goalie last season, wasn't he, at Wembley, apparently. I read that somewhere.
Oh, right, okay.
So there, I mean, like, if they'd had that keeper in net, I can't remember what his name was, but wasn't he like 6'7", the Carlisle goalie that ended up saving the Rydell penalty, I think it was. If they'd had him in nets, he'd have probably plucked Connor's effort out of the air. But obviously he's, vertically challenged, a bit like me.
So you look at every goal, though, like I say, apart from the Paddy one, like I say, the Camps one, he should have done better. The Tanto one, like you say, he was very, very close to it. And it's more of a, should he have actually got his more of a body onto it? He's allowed it, or Tanto's used his skill and got it underneath the goalkeeper. But same again, as a goalkeeper, you'd be saying, well, Tanto's had what, 2-3 touches of the ball before he's actually got his shot off away. And so, you know, it's a hard one. I mean, you know, in same again, fine margins, and you know, at that look, we made our own look, and we rolled our look, and you know, in other games we've done exactly the same and it's not come off. You know, and it's just everything's just falling into place for us on Saturday. You know, and we deserved it as far as I'm concerned. That little bit of luck, we've not had it in the last few games. And like I say, it's about time we sort of got a little bit ourselves.
Yeah, I think we sort of said it on the Wednesday show as well, is that's basically the bit that's missing, isn't it? The being clinical in front of goal is what's been missing. We've created chances, we're creating chances in previous games, but we've just not been taking them. And the other end is that we've, you know, conceded bad goals, haven't we, defensively? So, as you say, I mean, it's good to turn it around and to say get a few goals and to keep the clean sheet.
I don't know. I mean, with that fourth goal, I thought was such a relief because, like I said, we saw there what we want to see from Toure in that goal, in that build-up. And it was... I thought Toure had a good game. A lot of it, I think, is because he had Paddy Madden on that side with him. So the player that seemed to be always in front of Toure was Paddy, who would not hold his hand as such, but he was always an out ball for Touré. He was always, Paddy would make sure he was there in the right position to receive the ball and take the pressure off him and put the ball into positions like for that fourth goal so he could run on. That's, like I say, that's the Touré that, if he can do that once again in that position and get into that position and pull the ball back, then, you know, he's a League One player. It's as simple as that. And you could see confidence with him coming back. Same again with Evans. We've said about Evans being a quiet player and playing on the wrong side. Like I said, at times I thought he was playing as a fullback. At times, I think there was one where he actually came across and he was the last player to clear the ball from danger. And like I say, to play, to be that disciplined and play that role. Because like I say, they were man-to-man at times in that game, a lot of it. And they had to keep with their runners and, you know, follow them around the pitch and stuff like that. And to be that disciplined, I thought he was a cracker as well.
Yep. So, so we had obviously 61 minutes where Powell went off and Crosdale come on. Good to see Crosdale. Good to see Crosdale back. I don't think he did anything spectacular, but he didn't do... He was just there to shore things up, wasn't he, to get in, sit in that. Because I think, as you say, Powell had put a shift in, hadn't he? He looked he looked hungry for those 60 minutes. And I think he's been playing quite a bit, or he's had a bit of a niggle as well, hasn't he? He's been out for a couple of weeks. So it was good to see Crosdale back on, give Powell a bit of a rest.
He loves the sliding tackle as well, doesn't he, Nick Powell?
Yeah.
Fans love that as well. Winning a sliding tackle, yes, come on.
Same way Tanto did it. There was one point where Tanto did it. He closed down and absolutely put a massive tackle in, didn't he, high up the pitch to win the ball back. But yeah, like I said, when they made Powell substitution, I think we went into game management mode then.
Yeah.
The game was won. We knew the game was won. It was just about managing the game out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, basically you sort of see around that time is, again, MK Dons, they had 64% possession in the second half. Their XG was 1.49 and ours was 1.89. That's the full one. So let me go to the second half. Sorry, 68% possession in that second half. Their XG went down to 0.21. Ours was at 0.66. They only had four shots and we had five shots. Again, you know, we put two of them away. The other substitutions, Kane came off and brought Burn on, and Tanto went off and we brought Bailey on. And then a little bit later on, we had Evans went off and brought Hipper on. I think they were good, as you say, again, starting game management, weren't they? Kane came off in the previous game. He's not been playing, has he? So it was good to get him off and get Burn on. Again, I don't think any of them really, anything stood out. I don't think any of them played badly. And then obviously the final goal.
Offside that.
Do you think it was? Did it look when they showed it on Sky?
Definitely. Right. Yeah.
Even though it's come off the keeper, because their keeper saved it, didn't he? Because, I mean, just build up to that. There was another great ball from Paddy Wantner through to Wotton. Wotton got it, went a bit wide with it, pulled it back to Bailey. Bailey took a couple of touches and he got a deflection for the corner.
Yeah.
A really good corner in, I think, from Bailey onto Horse's head.
He was offside at the point that Horse headed it.
Right.
So I think that is offside, isn't it? It's not when the keeper carries it back out. He was offside on that point. But
yeah, so again, the keeper possibly could have done better with it. Parried it a bit more, but I mean, what a finish. Off the bottom of his studs. I don't think he could have miskicked it better.
That's my sort of finish, that, in five a side.
It was nice to get that fifth goal. It was just a shame that, I want Wotton to score. He hasn't scored this calendar year so far. I think if Wotton scored, that really would have been on there. And the same in Horsfall, absolutely same again, we've said it before, for me, we know he can score a lot more goals. We know he can be a lot more threat from set pieces. He's done everything right there, and the goalkeeper's made a really good save. It's just, and I think he deserved, actually, both of them deserved that, a goal, Wootton or Horsfall. And, you know, don't get me wrong, nice for Byrne to get his goal and to stud it in, but, you know, for me, that really would have been
a bit different from his first goal, wasn't it? His first
goal. Yeah. In the cup.
It's the older shot, wasn't it? Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, it was good to get that night, get that fifth one. It makes, you know, I don't think it'll go down a goal difference for who's going to win it, but it gives us another chunk back, doesn't it, on Mansfield. So, yeah, it's, I mean, going off the, like, the stats, I think, as you said, Wootton only got a 6.6 on FotMob and Kane got a 6.7. Everybody else was above 7. I think, yeah, team played really well. I think we thoroughly deserved it. Do you think that that was coming? Do you think that we were waiting to do that to a team? Or do you just think it was just a change in our look?
I think it was a game plan. Same again. We're normally the front foot team. We're normally the one that dominates the possession. We outpass teams. We out create chances. And I think Challen has just sort of done his homework. He's done the game plan. He's looked at areas of the pitch that we need to put the press on him. And Challen has mentioned previously about players not doing the game plan, not adhering to the game plan and going off on their own tangent. I think today shows, and hopefully it shows the players, you listen to what he says and it will, you know, trust him and it will come off. And I think that was, you know, a perfect example of it.
Yeah, we were very, very direct. I was surprised actually at how direct we were, but now sort of processing all it's all back. Yeah, that is obviously the game plan. Ben was hoofing it. And we were just trying to turn them, weren't they? Because they did have a high line.
Yeah.
And the press also, obviously, that's how we scored the second goal. So, full mark to Dave on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
We're super quick to criticise the manager, aren't we, when we think that he's not quite got it right. So, well done, Dave. That was a tactical masterclass on how to beat MK Dons.
Yeah, and it's good to say it gives us that bit more of a cushion because they're fourth, aren't they? So it was good. And I think, as Dave said, it's a statement win as long as we follow it on. But I know there'll be a lot of, you know, the other teams around us watching that and thinking the form that we've had, the form that MK have been on since the new manager come in. I think, you know, that's an absolute statement to be on the telly. We played well on Sky for a change. And yeah, everybody watching will be like, "Oh, here we go." You know, they're not spent as much as everybody thought they were. So yeah, man of the match. The FotMob was giving it to Madden. He's got a rating of 8.7, and Camp's got it from the sponsors. He was on 8.5.
So Sky gave it to Madden as well.
Okay, do you agree with that? Do you think?
I think Madden he does this towards the end of a season, doesn't he? Like in the promotion season, he was the guy that was scoring the goals, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Torquay, Halifax. He was the guy that was getting us over the line. And I just feel like he's showing a similar sort of side again.
Yeah.
But that, I think Paddy's going to get us over the line, personally.
Yeah, I think so. I think I agree. Camps or Madden, I think they both had excellent games. As you say, Lemonay Evans had a good game as well. Ben, again, he doesn't need to do a lot, does he? But he's given two incredible saves that has kept us in it. Well, kept it at 0-0 and then kept it at 1-0.
I agree. Clean sheets behind the current leader, like goalkeeper in the division with clean sheets. So if we can get him the golden glove, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Promotion and Ben, golden glove, brilliant.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
So do we think, because obviously Madden and Ben are both out of contract at the end of the season, do you see them getting an extension?
Yeah. Oh, if they want it, yeah. I mean, Ben can play at a higher level. Paddy's played at a higher level. Paddy's all about fitness, really, and it's because obviously his age. But let's be absolutely honest, he was, you know, still running around like a 24-year-old. So it's all about hunger and desire. Yeah, I personally think Ben should be at this club for another 5 years. You know, even when he goes down to a second choice goalkeeper and then goalkeeping coach. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Ben should be staying at this club to the end of his days. For me, the same again. I won man of the match. I think everyone deserved it. I think everyone did well. Alafi running the lines. Wootton, I thought, was a bit of a low score for him. I thought he did really work hard and just needs that goal for me. Yeah. Just needs that goal. But I thought, for me, Evans playing in a position that was a very disciplined position and an unfamiliar position. Like I say, at times he weren't playing midfield or right wing. At times he was playing right back. And I thought he was absolutely fantastic, to be honest. And same again, he's another, how do you drop him in the next game? And, you know, that's what needs to happen. These players, you know, you look at that starting 11 and you go, how do you actually change that? Who do you actually, unless there's an injury, who do you take out of that team for the game against Forest Green?
Well, yeah, exactly. You can't see, unless he needs to rest players, or as you say, if there's any niggles or anything like that, but
I mean, I guess against Forest Green, we've got a Friday and a Monday game, haven't we? So he'll be thinking squad rotation as well.
Because you've got, you know, players that, you know, that have done well in the last few games, like Rico Richards, who obviously didn't even come off the bench. You know, we've hearing that Barry will be back training with the county squad as of today, this week.
Yeah, this week.
So you expect him to be in the contention of getting some game time very soon. Sarcevic is obviously just for fitness and rest, so you expect him to be back. You know, but that's, you know, that's what we want. We want that subs bench. There's going to be, hopefully, by the end of the season, players missing from the subs bench that you think, how they missed, they can't even get in the squad. You know, and they should be, they would start any other team in this division and they can't even get an on our bench. So it's going to be an interesting time. But, like I say, like Challen says, this is only a statement result if we go on and put two or three wins together. I still think we need 86 points, which is 5 wins with 15 points off that. So it's 5 wins from 8 games. So yeah, 24 points available. So it's same again. By the time, we were saying before, that Colchester rearranged fixture, we've got 3 fixtures between now and then. And that Colchester fixture could be the fixture that actually determines if we get promotion or not. I don't think it'll be a championship deciding game, but for an automatic top 3 finish, that could be the fixture that if we go out and really do well in the next 3 games and obviously a couple of results go our way, we could be looking at a party time in Colchester.
Yeah, yeah, because we are playing the bottom 3 in the next 4 games, aren't we? We've just got Wimbledon sandwiched in between them. So as you say there, you would hope that we're going to get 9 points, and I'm not saying that it's our God-given right because we're second and they're bottom, but you would expect that we've got the quality to be able to go to these places and get 3 points from them. If, as you say, we can carry on like we've done against MK Dons, I think we'll be all right. Anything else to add from either of you?
No, I think the ref-wise, I thought he was, I believe he refed League One Derby and Bolton, I think, last week.
Right, okay.
So you could tell he was a better ref than what we normally have, should I say. But same again, I thought he was absolutely spot on with all these decisions, really. I did nothing controversial. Some referees might have chickened out and given a foul against Camps for that goalkeeper error. But no, he got it spot on in my book.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, there you go. We have, obviously, we're back on the live show on Wednesday night. We we've still got some extra podcasts. We did have the MK preview that went out because we didn't have time on Wednesday night, but that's irrelevant now. We've still got some mental podcasts that have come out. They are available. There is another one that Russ has recorded, which is going to get released soon. There is a Jim Gannon night coming up. We've not got a date for that yet. That will be discounted tickets for any of our patrons. I think that is it for this week. So thanks, Dan. Thanks, Jimmy. And I will see you on Wednesday night, and we will be back possibly Saturday if we've got time to do, to go after over the Forest Green, and then we will do another one on Tuesday because we are playing on Monday. So look forward to that. Okay, cheers all. Bye now.
Cheers, Waggy. Hey, all you bringing fans, where do you hide when you go down to Edgerly? Have you seen the team that reigns supreme? Heading for Division 3. Meet me on the corner when the stars are coming on. I'll be there tonight in Mersey Square.
It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.